at WMFO.org. And in the apps. Thank you.
People.
That was Trust with their song Joyland from the album of the same name. Lila, would you like to give any background on that song, that band?
I don't know. I saw them live, I would say a little over 2 years ago. They came to Boston and played at Great Scott, which is an odd pairing of that band with Great Scott, I think.
Okay.
Because Great Scott is not an ideal venue for something that you can dance to, I think.
That's true. That's true.
I went to that show alone.
Mm-hmm.
There's something nice about going to shows alone.
It's true.
I don't know. I like the album a lot. I hadn't listened to it in maybe a year, and I started listening to it again recently, and it's a good driving album to have in the background as you're doing work.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's a good album to drive to.
I have no experience driving, so I wouldn't know.
Right, I was about to rebut.
I doubt it's particularly good to listen to because the sound of the car would probably eliminate a lot of the noise in the songs.
That's a good point.
Anyway.
The song before that was Hotels Motels by Kickball from the album Lila.
I can't read that.
Everything is a miracle, nothing is a miracle, everything is.
Is that another one of those emo bands?
That's not an emo band.
That has way too long name.
The name of the band is Kickball.
Yeah, I know. I mean, name for its album.
No, I wouldn't consider Kickball an emo band. You could consider that too long of an album title.
Yes.
But you could say the same about Fiona Apple's record-breaking album title. I wouldn't call her emo. You also heard The Ties That Bind from the album The River, one of Lila's favorites, by Bruce Springsteen, her favorite artist from the Garden State.
There are two statues of him in my hometown.
Oh, really?
Two busts.
They're
identical to one another.
How far apart are they?
A mile.
Which one did you see first?
Maybe 2 miles. I don't know. The one that's next to a gas station. I saw first.
Is there any concrete relationship between Bruce Springsteen and your hometown?
I don't believe.
Like, did he spend time there?
I don't think so.
No. Okay. Well, that's very interesting. I would be very interested in seeing those busts next time I'm in your hometown in the Garden State.
Okay.
Okay, well, you just keep that in mind. Listeners, definitely keep that in mind.
I wonder whether it might be one of the more visited towns in the state, and for that reason they decided to put those busts there. But I don't know why they chose the position, the placement for those two statues, because they're both in places which tourists to the town would not frequent.
I'm just going to guess there are a lot of statues of him throughout the Garden State.
Yeah, it's possible.
So it's like, why not throw up a couple in this town?
Yeah, but why the same one twice?
There's only one bust sculptor in the entire town. I don't know, okay?
I don't know either.
All right, let's listen to this, which is very easily argued to be an emo band. You okay with that?
I have no control, so.
Great. I'm in control.
It's not. Catch me wasted.
That was Pale Hound with their song Drooler from the Bent Nail EP released in 2013. Before that, you heard I'm Sorry, I Love You by the Magnetic Fields from the album 69 Love Songs. Both local bands. How about that? And you also heard Infinity Exposed by the non-local band Modern Baseball from the album, get ready for this, Mobo Presents the Perfect Cast EP featuring Modern Baseball.
What's Mobo?
I think Mobo is shorthand for Modern Baseball, but I'm not sure.
So Modern Baseball presents itself.
The Perfect Cast.
So the EP is called The Perfect Cast.
I think if you want to shorten it down, the EP is called The Perfect Cast, but I think technically speaking, it's Mobo Presents The Perfect Cast EP featuring Modern Baseball. Anyway, colloquially referred to as The Perfect Cast EP amongst all those Modern Baseball fans.
How about that beginning, huh? It's not fair. What a punch. Sucker punch of the song first line.
Yeah, it's not fair.
It's really impressive.
They're from Pittsburgh.
Good for them.
Just want to throw that out there. Non-locals.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh. Anyway, you are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
And now, for a friendly public service announcement. For all you zombie aficionados, if the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you. Thank you, Lila.
You're welcome.
We are streaming at WMFO.org for when there aren't emergencies, and over the airwaves at 91.5 FM in the greater Boston area.
I just want to add that I'm supremely unprepared for any kind of emergency, and I'm totally incompetent.
The environmentalist in me never buys water bottles, ever. Even when I'm really thirsty and wandering around, I look for a drinking fountain. So, I don't have any water bottles at home. If the water shut down, I'm lost. I would walk to whatever town does have water. Anyway, thanks for listening to WMFO. Download the app, the WMFO app, in the Apple App Store, the Google Play. And
what if you started, instead of saying Google twice, you started saying Google?
The Google Play. Like that?
Yeah. It's the same effect because it's twice as long.
For the Halloween show, I can do the Google Play.
Great.
Maybe I'll get a Halloween show coming up soon. Sort of throw that together.
Gotta get ready. For the big season.
Yeah.
The Halloween season.
Halloween's right around the corner here at WMFO. Anyway, quit this. More music. Jeez.
Your name is a triangle. Your heart is a square. I love to see. Me left me waiting. like a fool waiting for you. You make me feel like a fool. Skin.
That was Titus Andronicus ending very abruptly with their song Funny Feeling from the album The Most Lamentable Tragedy. That was released last year on Merge Records. You also heard Spray from the album Future Days by the German band Can, released in 1973. And Fool by Frankie Combo's Cosmos from their new album Next Thing, released just about 3 weeks ago. 17 days ago. 17 days ago. April 1st. Happy April Fool's Day, everybody. Yeah, that's it. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. WMFO.org and 91.5 FM in the greater Boston area.
What do you think of the album The Most Lamentable Tragedy, Jason?
The title or the album itself?
The album itself.
I found it to be sort of disappointing. I enjoy Titus Andronicus' first two albums, The Airing of Grievances and The Monitor. I think they're great. I listen to them often. The third album, Local Business, was disappointing for me. And The Most Lamentable Tragedy is disappointing in a different way. It's an attempt to write a rock opera. It's epic, grand, momentous, but I think it falls a little short. It probably could have been trimmed down a bit. I don't know. It has a lot of hills and valleys. So,
well, I mean, as do many narratives.
It's true.
Have you ever seen a rock opera?
No. Have you?
Yeah, actually, there are a lot of rock operas put on in Latvia when I was growing up. I think it's because the more commercial Latvian theater producers were realizing that musicals were a cool thing, or they thought that, but then they used rock instead of, you know, whatever the music of musicals would be described as.
A little background for the listener who might not know Lila. She is Latvian American and spent much of her childhood in Riga, the capital of Latvia. So would they take, like, rock operas that American and European bands have already written?
No, they're all original.
All original.
Yeah.
In Latvian?
In Latvian.
Wow.
They're just, like, really into some of the theaters. Some of the theater producers are really into them. And, like, I remember them being really good. Maybe it's because I was a kid and I was into them.
And you love rock music.
But, like, I mean, I haven't listened to this album of Titus's, but, you know, there's got to be the narrative conflict and the arc and the...
Well, so one thing to say about it is a lot of the vocals are as abrasive and screaming as that song, and some are even more so. Which makes it difficult for me to follow any sort of narrative.
Right.
And I don't know. I mean, I know who the singer is and what the singer thinks about and writes about often. And I see that popping up in some of the comprehensible lyrics. But I also... Some of the comprehensible lyrics... don't fit into what I thought this album was about. And then when I read a little more about what the album's about, I was like, okay, I didn't get that impression at all. So, I don't know.
Well, part of that could be the difference between producing a rock opera for theatrical performance and producing a rock opera as an album, which is much more of a concept.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only other rock opera album that I can think of off the top of my head is Pink Floyd's The Wall.
How about Tommy by The Who?
I'm not really familiar with The Who's music. But that's obviously a lot more comprehensible than this. Mm-hmm. Seems to be.
Mm-hmm.
So part of it could also be like maybe Titus's music is just not a great choice to try to do rock opera in. Or maybe you should just call it something else so people don't have expectations that they'll get an overarching narrative throughout the listening experience.
Well, so I don't need that narrative when listening to an album. I think it can make an album better. I think it could have justified the 90-minute running time that this album has, which is, even though I like Titus and I like listening to albums and long albums, 90 minutes was really pushing it for me the couple of times I listened to it. It was really after 60 minutes, I'm like, where are we going? What more do you have to say here? It's very long, 90 minutes.
And it's not the kind of music you want to listen to for 90 minutes either, because it's abrasive.
Right. A lot of it's abrasive, and it switches so much that I never really got into like a groove. Like, it wasn't, okay, that fast abrasive song ended and another one immediately starts. It's like that fast abrasive song ends, and then we go into a slightly slower like rock tune, and then almost like a lullaby, and then there's a 1 minute silent track and so forth.
There are silent tracks?
There are a few silent tracks throughout the album.
Meant as intermissions?
Yeah, one is called intermission. I think it's a minute, and then there's like 7 second silent track, 13 second silent track.
Completely unrelated note, in the graphic novel that I'm currently reading, there is a recommended intermission of 1 week in the reading process, which I've never seen before in a book.
Could you plug that graphic novel you're reading?
So the graphic novel is called Arsène Schrauwen, or Schrauwen.
Mm-hmm.
It's A-R-S-E accent grave N-E space S-C-H-R-A U-W-E-N, which is a name, and it's by the cartoonist O. Schrauwen, i.e. it is a fictionalized account of the cartoonist's Flemish grandfather.
Oh, interesting.
Going to an unnamed tropical colony.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, I was happily reading it last Saturday, and I picked it up after not reading it for a couple days, and then a mere 5 minutes into reading it, I opened to a spread on which the left-hand page says, please pause in your reading for 1 week, and the right-hand page says, thank you for waiting. So I felt compelled that I had, you know, to put it down and wait a week.
What do you think the intention is? I assume you're still in the middle of that week.
Yeah, this happened on Saturday, so the week is barely begun.
Mm-hmm. What's the intention?
I don't know. I haven't read beyond
it. You can't guess?
Well, I would think it's for the creation of a similar kind of effect as an intermission where, you know, mentally the reader detaches a little bit from the story, and so maybe they come at the ensuing part of the narrative with a slightly different viewpoint. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe the creator is just having fun and playing with the form of comics, which is my guess, because visually it's a very intrepid work.
Okay.
Anyway, what's next, Jason?
Oh, next, Lila, is this song.
We'll stick it out in La La Land, and maybe she just might take my hand. 'Cause spring is wet and
romper. And what I'd give to be that bruise. Maybe I'm just getting used. I'm used to it, used to it, used to it.
make sense only with you. You don't have to speak, I feel.